The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
It was great to be in Fort Worth yesterday. And thanks to all the P1s that came out and donated cans for our big food drive.
Yeah.
It was nice. It really always well. Love that town.
Man, me too.
Okay, I have a few conundrums I'd like to run by the musers and get the musers' view on this. Every once in a while I'll see a story and I go, I wonder what George and Craig would rule on such a matter.
Okay.
Well, this first situation is about a woman who goes online to complain about her less than $1,000 engagement ring that her fiancé got her from Walmart. I guess I shouldn't call him her fiancé, her boyfriend.
Walmart?
Yeah, I guess Walmart sells engagement rings, too.
Huh. Okay.
They have jewelry sections.
Okay, yeah.
Priscilla is her name. So she takes to social media and she shares some screenshots of a text conversation with her boyfriend alongside a picture of the $898 ring that he proposed with. And she asked, what are y'all thoughts on this? I'm curious. So she turned her boyfriend down when he asked her to marry him.
Okay.
He was confused and embarrassed by this. But it wasn't necessarily the size or the price of the ring.
It was what was on the box.
That she was appalled by. She said to him in this text exchange, I've told you the kind of ring I wanted more than once, and you showed up with something from Walmart. Tyler, if you knew, this is not our Tyler, I'm assuming. Tyler, if you knew what I wanted and still chose to do what was easiest, tells me you don't really hear me. I want to feel chosen, not...
I'm sorry, keep going.
I want to feel chosen, not just proposed to.
Okay. I just have one thing to say.
Okay.
Dudes, you want to look for the woman who doesn't care where your ring came from, how much it cost. You want the woman who you could give her a washer and she would say, you know what, when we can afford something nicer, or I'll just wear the washer because I want to marry you. That's the woman you're looking for. Not the one that, because I've heard stories like this, and it wasn't from a certain store. It was when they were shopping for them and she wanted a certain price point. And man, luckily, twice, I know two people like this who got out of that.
And they got out of it, or it fell apart for other reasons, and it was like,
well, I think you're right. Yeah, I think it fell apart for other reasons, but thank God, because, man, you talk about a blinking light.
You think it's a warning light on the dashboard?
I do.
I'm not talking about this.
All right, but let me get Craig's take before I offer thoughts.
And then she even shows her ass, too, by putting that out on social media.
Embarrassing the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing the guy probably could not afford to go buy whatever ring level she wanted. He may be cheaping it a bit, but maybe not. And I'm with George. It shouldn't matter, and she should not publicly humiliate him. I would end the relationship right there.
But we've turned engagements and weddings into reality TV, so, you know, I see where she's coming from, too. She wants to tell all of her group of hens, look at my ring, look where this came from, blah, blah, blah.
All right, I think you're bringing a lot of emotion into this that doesn't necessarily need to be in there. Doesn't she have a point, though, if she has indicated what she would like in the event that he does propose to her and he has completely ignored that and maybe doesn't even remember it? Doesn't she have a point that this is a guy who doesn't really listen to her when she talks?
That's a private conversation, though, that is not put out to the masses of, hey, what do all y'all think about this?
Okay, but is that not, can't society just okay boomer us on that and say, you know, people communicate differently now, and now people do kind of crowdsource their friendly advice, and so
yeah, we
like, maybe we're just old thinking that there's this idea of a private life.
I don't think you put it into old school and new school. I think you do what's right. And for something like that, I would hope that no matter how advanced we get with our communication, and we can group text now and put things out on social.
Sounds a little mocking right now. On that.
We can put things out on social about our awesome meal that we had tonight. And oh, by the way, I got engaged, y'all. Look at this. Although we can do that now, I would hope that from now into the year 2100, we would still treat that as a special moment and a private moment. But we don't, and we get a group of photographers to take the picture of it, too, and make sure that we put that.
We do it in the middle of stadiums, at baseball games. Yeah.
I need more information here. What does the guy say? Did he say, oh, I didn't realize that's exactly what you wanted? I couldn't afford anything. Does he have any side of the story?
You know, they didn't share this in the news story of this, about what his response was.
Hopefully Tyler's gone.
If I found out that Tyler made $500,000 a year and he got her an $800 Walmart ring, okay, then maybe she has a right to be upset. So I think I need his side of the story.
But even that's a little bit weird. I think it is a grayish area. No matter how much he makes, if she's like saying, well, the ring needs to be some percentage of what he makes a year, like, even that feels a little bit icky.
Get out, Tyler.
But yeah, yet it's understandable.
No, I agree. I would like the complete picture.
Yeah,
I
know.
Her taking it public is the biggest sin here.
So sorry.
See, and I agree with that, but I don't know whether that's just because I'm old, because I...
Well, who cares?
You know.
It's how you feel. You don't have to, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm too old for you. It's how you feel.
I know, but it's, once again, things change. Life changes.
Right and wrong doesn't change.
Right and wrong always has changed.
I don't
morals
think so.
Morals have always been fashion.
Well, that's true, but I don't think we should all have to apologize of, well, gosh, yeah, you know, I have to have my head handed to me by those of you who are 40 years younger who know the ways of the world so much more than I do. I'm so sick of that.
Yeah, I agree.
Flip y'all. Who cares?
Well, it's not about that. I'm just trying to get... I don't need to apologize for it. I'm just trying to figure out what is actually common.
What did George say? Did that sound like what I thought
said
it sounded
flip
like?
Y'all.
Okay. Because I talked over it, and it sounded like something else. I just want to make it clear, George did not say F y'all. He said flip y'all. But I agree, George. How you feel is how you feel. You shouldn't analyze if it's proper to feel that way in some context, yes.
Yes, if we're talking
which is what
about,
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out
but
that,
I would,
that, like, if you go to a country and you say, well, I have this strong opinion that what they're doing is wrong, but you're trying to figure out, well, what do they think? That's what I'm trying to do, is to figure out what is common in this group of whatever this cohort is, whatever age group they are.
And that's why I asked for more information.
Right, which is understandable. But yeah, so she was very disappointed, but I think that there is something of an interesting point here that she's making, which is if she has communicated this and he appears to be unaware that she's communicated this, then he is a guy who might not listen to her too much.
Maybe they're not for each other on
both
sides.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that could be. But again, you keep that between the two of you. And if that's where we are right now, again, I don't think you, as far as right or wrong, I think there's nothing wrong with trying to keep some things private. Can we keep just something private?
I know.
We don't have to share everything.
All right. Very quickly, did you have one other?
I did have one other. This was posted online in a confessions forum. A guy says, I'm 24 years old. He goes on and says he lives with his roommate, who's also a 24-year-old guy. They go to college together. And they've started a cuddle routine.
The two guys?
Yes. This happened at first after this guy got drunk at a party. He says, I went home hammered and remembered cuddling up to him. And the next morning when we woke up, I shouldn't say this in my voice,
he was surprised that I was sleeping on top of him.
Well, why
on top
you say
of him?
Your own voice?
I had a massive... hangover. I'm sorry, a massive hangover.
Due to my decision the night before, the guy took care of him. He gave him, you know, some Advil for his headache. And so the guy says, you know, I'm not uncomfortable with this. And then after that morning, they cuddle almost every night. Says preferably in his bedroom because he has a lot of squishmallows on his bed. These little plushies that are real comfortable to cuddle, and it's pretty cozy. Usually I can't sleep well because I have insomnia, but whenever I cuddle with him, I go to sleep faster and wake up refreshed.
All right, here's my quick ruling.
Is this gay? This guy is asking the world
and that's fine.
Whether this is gay.
They both discovered they're gay. That's
fine.
Are
you gay? No, wait a second. Hold on. The guy says that, he says, I'm not
gay.
I'm straight, but he had a question mark after it.
Okay. Yeah, they're both still searching for their true identity. If it's what makes them happy, that's fine. But yeah. I can't help but think of, why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand between two pillows? Those aren't pillows.
That movie was 58 years ago.
Still hilarious.
So people chiming in, one person declared, this is gayer than gay sex.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know about that.
Jump on him like that, but yeah, he's fine. They discovered that they're really gay for each other, and that's fine.
No, but wait a second. If they're cuddling and they don't, it's not sexual at all. And we talk about people, the loneliness epidemic, people starve for touch and everything. And hey, girls can do this cuddling and it's not gay for them.
Hey, now.
Then why are we saying that this is gay?
I don't think you have to say it.
What do you mean?
If you're cuddling with your buddy and you really like it, maybe you're gay, that's fine.
I've seen two straight girls cuddle together or play with each other's hair sitting on the couch, and that's not gay.
Did you roll on it?
Okay.
All right.
Can you
on
please,
that note,
please.
On that note, that is the ODEC.